The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you caught up around the league on Thursday, June 23rd. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The U.S. House Oversight Committee and Reform hearing was underway on Wednesday against the Washington Commanders and owner Dan Snyder. Snyder, of course, did not join NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell in testifying before the U.S. House of Representatives Oversight Committee on Wednesday, despite requests to do so. Now he will be legally compelled to appear before Congress. Committee Chairwoman Representative Carolyn B. Maloney announced during Wednesday's hearing that she will issue a subpoena for Snyder to testify at another deposition next week. Quote, Mr. Snyder's refusal to testify sends a clear signal that he is more concerned about protecting himself than coming clean to the American public. If the NFL is unwilling to hold Mr. Snyder accountable, then I am prepared to do so. The committee will not be deterred in its investigation to uncover the truth of workplace misconduct at the Washington Commanders. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell repeatedly countered Maloney's notion that Snyder has not been held accountable for his alleged role in Washington's punished workplace environment, arguing the NFL imposed unprecedented discipline on the Commanders for their conduct. He added that Snyder has not attended league meetings since the NFL officially wrapped its own investigation on misconduct inside the organization, and that to the best of his knowledge, Snyder has not been involved in the day-to-day operations of his own team. The commissioner was also asked point blank whether he would remove Snyder as an owner. Quote, I do not have the authority to remove him. While Roger doesn't necessarily have the exact power to remove Snyder as an owner, he does have the power to recommend that Snyder be removed. Roger could start the process in which the inevitable result could be the removal of Dan Snyder as the owner of the Washington Commanders. Also coming out of this on Wednesday, a statement from John Gruden's attorney, Adam Hosmer Henner, says, in light of today's Congress hearing, John Gruden's fight matters to many more people than just himself, and real accountability won't exist until the NFL's misconduct stops being addressed behind closed doors. That, of course, in reference to Gruden's ongoing lawsuit against the NFL. We'll continue to update you on this story with the Washington Commanders as we get more and more details and as the hearings continue next week. Patriots first-round pick offensive lineman Cole Strange signed his rookie deal with the team on Wednesday. That leaves Steelers quarterback Kenny Pickett as the only unsigned first-round pick. They also announced they are reviving their throwback red uniforms. New England wore the uniforms as a throwback set in 2002 following the team's first Super Bowl triumph in 2001. Those red uniforms have not been seen by the New England Patriots since the 2012 season. Sad news out of Baltimore on Wednesday as Ravens linebacker Jalen Ferguson died at the age of 26. Team announced Wednesday morning, Baltimore police responded to a home on the 400 block of Ilchester Avenue in Baltimore for a report of a questionable death around 11:25 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday night. They found an unresponsive Ferguson being treated by medics. Baltimore police spokesperson confirmed that Ferguson never regained consciousness and was pronounced dead on the scene. There were no signs of trauma found. No foul play is suspected at this time. Ferguson, a former third-round pick out of Louisiana Tech in 2019, played 38 games with the Ravens, including 10 starts, and recorded 67 tackles and 4.5 sacks over three seasons. Some more sad news, as former Ravens and Colts defensive tackle, as well as Fox sideline analyst Tony Siragusa, passed away on Wednesday at the age of 55. No further details are available at this point. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Tony Siragusa's family. Rams All-Pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey had surgery on his shoulder on Tuesday, played all last season with tears in both of his shoulders, but was still truly an elite player, should be ready to go for the start of the season in Los Angeles. Jacksonville Jaguars are hopeful that running back James Robinson will be ready to participate at some point during their upcoming training camp. The running back did add this week that he will not rush back from a Week 16 Achilles tear, quote, "When I'm ready, I'll be ready. I'm just letting my body recover from it. I'm not trying to rush anything. I've just stayed focused and tried not to get too down about it. I knew I could come back from it. I've just tried to stay strong-minded." We're all looking forward to you returning to the football field, James Robinson. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers announced they are releasing punter Bradley Pinion. Tampa Bay drafted Jake Carmada in the fourth round of this past draft. Pinion, who kicked and punted through a torn hip and labrum, as well as hip impingement last year, passed a physical yesterday. Multiple teams should have interest in the exiting punter. That's all I got for you on Thursday, June 23rd. Please make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave a rating and review. Nothing coming up for you later today, but make sure you stay tuned to the channel on Friday. So we'll catch up with a fresh off of vacation, Rob Stats-Guerrera and RJ Ochoa on this week's Look Ahead. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.